Welcome to Yankee Stadium in New York, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the New York Yankees. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Alex Metzler. Batting second. The shortstop, Bill Sisel. Batting third. The right fielder, Carl Reynolds. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Bud Clancy. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Willie Kahm. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Dutch Hoffman. Batting seventh. The second baseman, John Kerr. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mo Berg. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Red Faber. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Red Faber. For the New York Yankees. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Earl Combs. Batting second. The third baseman, Lynn Larry. Batting third. The right fielder, Babe Ruth. Batting fourth. The catcher, Bill Dickey. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Tony Lazzari. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Lou Gehrig. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Cedric Durst. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Mark Koenig. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Herb Pennock. Pitching for the New York Yankees, Herb Pennock. And now, play ball. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler takes first base on ball four. Bill Sisel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisel hits a fly ball into right field. Ruth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds hits a fly ball into left field. Durst settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy hits a fly ball into left field. Durst settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs takes first base on ball four. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry hits a ball on the ground towards third. Combs fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth hits a line drive into left field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sisel fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Larry moves to second. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kerr settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Willie Kahm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kahm hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pennock fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dutch Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman hits a fly ball into right field. Ruth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr hits a fly ball into left field. Durst settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig takes first base on ball four. Cedric Durst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durst hits a fly ball into left field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mark Koenig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koenig hits a line drive into right field. Reynolds picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Reynolds. Gehrig moves to third. Herb Pennock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pennock bunts towards the mound. Faber fields it, and throws to get the runner. And he throws it away. That's an error on Faber. Gehrig scores. Koenig moves to third. Pennock moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 1-0, Yankees. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Combs hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Metzler. Combs reaches second base with a double. Koenig scores. Pennock scores. It's 3-0, Yankees. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0-1 in the game. Larry hits a pop-up towards third. Combs settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 0-1 in the game. Ruth hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mo Berg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berg hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Red Faber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Faber hits a ball on the ground towards short. Koenig fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Metzler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Koenig fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 0-1 in the game. Sissel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Larry fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Dickey hits a ball on the ground towards first. Clancy scoops it up and throws to first, with Faber covering, for the out. One out. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari is 0-1 in the game. Lazzari hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Berg settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Gehrig takes first base on ball 4. Cedric Durst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durst is 0-1 in the game. Durst hits a ball on the ground towards first. Clancy scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Durst for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0-1 in the game. Reynolds takes first base on ball 4. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 0-1 in the game. Clancy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lazzari scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Reynolds moves to second. One out. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0-1 in the game. Com hits a fly ball into left field. Durst settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dutch Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 0 for 1 in the game. Hoffman hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Reynolds scores. That run is unearned. It's 3-1, Yankees. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Hoffman moves to third. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 0 for 1 in the game. Kerr hits a fly ball into right field. Ruth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the White Sox 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Mark Kernick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kernick is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Kernick hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Herb Pennock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pennock is 0 for 0 in the game. He's got one RBI. Pennock bunts towards third. Com fields it and throws to first for the out. Kernick moves to second. One out. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Combs takes first base on ball 4. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0 for 2 in the game. Larry strikes out. Two outs. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 0 for 2 in the game. Ruth hits a pop-up towards short. Sissel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Mo Berg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berg is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Berg hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Red Faber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Faber is 0 for 1 in the game. Faber hits a ball on the ground towards third. Larry fields it and throws to first for the out. Berg moves to second. One out. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Metzler hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Berg moves to third. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 0 for 2 in the game. Sissel hits a fly ball into left field. Durst settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Berg tags and scores. Two outs. It's 3-2, Yankees. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Reynolds hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 4-3, White Sox. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 0 for 2 in the game. Clancy hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pennock fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Yankees 3. The Yankees will come to bat. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Dickey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kerr fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari is 0 for 2 in the game. Lazzari hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Gehrig hits a line drive into left field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cedric Durst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Lazzari. The throw from Berg and he is out, Sissel applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Yankees 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Willie Calm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calm is 0 for 2 in the game. Calm hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dutch Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 0 for 2 in the game. Hoffman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lazzari scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Calm moves to second. One out. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 0 for 2 in the game. Kerr hits a fly ball into left field. Durst settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mo Berg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berg is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Berg hits a fly ball into left field. Durst settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Yankees 3. The Yankees will come to bat. Cedric Durst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durst is 0 for 2 in the game. Durst hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's White Sox, 4, Yankees, 4. Mark Koenig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koenig is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Koenig hits a ball on the ground towards first. Clancy scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Koenig for the out. One out. Herb Pennock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pennock is 0 for 0 in the game. He's got one RBI. Pennock hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sissel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and two walks. He's got two RBIs. Combs hits a fly ball into left field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Yankees 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Red Faber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Faber is 0 for 2 in the game. Faber hits a pop-up towards short. Koenig settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Metzler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lazzari scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Sissel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Koenig fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Koenig. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Reynolds hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Gehrig settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Yankees 4. The Yankees will come to bat. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0 for 3 in the game. Larry hits a ball on the ground towards third. Calm fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 0 for 3 in the game. Ruth hits a ball on the ground towards first. Clancy scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Ruth for the out. Two outs. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Dickey hits a fly ball into right field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Yankees 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 0 for 3 in the game. Clancy hits a line drive into center field. Combs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Combs hits a fly ball into left field. Durst settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dutch Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 0 for 3 in the game. Hoffman hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Durst. Hoffman reaches second base with a double. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 0 for 3 in the game. Kerr hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Combs. Kerr reaches second base with a double. Hoffman scores. It's 5-4, White Sox. Mo Berg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berg is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Berg hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lazzari settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Yankees 4. The Yankees will come to bat. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari is 0 for 3 in the game. Lazzari hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sissel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Gehrig hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cedric Durst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durst is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Durst hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Combs settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mark Koenig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Gehrig. The throw from Berg and he is safe. Gehrig steals second. Mark Koenig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koenig is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Koenig hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sissel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Yankees 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Red Faber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Faber is 0 for 3 in the game. Faber hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Metzler hits a fly ball into center field. Combs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 0 for 3 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Sissel hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Combs, who is chasing the ball. Sissel reaches third base with a triple. Faber goes all the way around to score. It's 6-4, White Sox. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Reynolds hits a fly ball into right field. Ruth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Sissel tags and scores. Two outs. It's 7-4, White Sox. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 0 for 4 in the game. Clancy strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Yankees 4. The Yankees will come to bat. Ben Pascal pinch hits for Herb Pennock. Ben Pascal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pascal hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sissel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and two walks. He's got two RBIs. Combs hits a fly ball into left field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0-for-4 in the game. Larry hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 0-for-4 in the game. Ruth hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Larry moves to third. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Dickey hits a fly ball into left field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 7, and New York Yankees, 4. Goodbye from Yankee Stadium in New York.